on my travel. Keep it on the straight and narrow, and never swerve that dial from Radio River, 'cause we're listening to the Pete Jones Show. Yeah, we're listening to the Pete Jones Show.
And top of the bill is our wonderful guest who's in the studio right now, Mr. Dave Packham. How the heck are you, sir?
I'm well. How are you doing?
I am doing very well, thank you. And it's just been so lovely. Well, hearing you doing your sound check, absolute blinder. Listening to your, just how busy you are. You're gigging everywhere.
Yeah, it seems that way, which is nice.
It's the way nature intended, right?
The music scene is alive.
You see, that's a beautiful thing, and it's not just local. You've been all over the shop.
Yeah. Been up to Bristol, obviously Chichester and St Leonard's and all that sort of
thing. You say obviously, yeah. Drop it over. I mean, and we know that you are Shoreham born and bred, of course.
Yeah.
Yes, quite right. Tell me, where was the venue in Bristol?
The Louisiana Bar.
And any crazy history about that place? What's that?
So I was supporting a guy called Ross Harding, who's an incredible dark blues player from South Africa. But yeah, that venue's meant to, I didn't realise it's got loads of prestige.
Yes.
Such as like the White Stripes and Coldplay and Amy Winehouse and that.
Are there sort of wall-to-wall posters?
Like the gig posters when it was a fiver to get in, you know, back in the day. And now it's only £10.
Well, actually,
that's still less than inflation.
Yeah, the problem is, you know, back in the day, 20 years ago, if it was a fiver, then, you know, that's...
That's a weak shop.
Yeah, really. And if it's a tenner now, something's gone wrong.
Tenner now's a pint.
Tenner now is about a pint. And, you know, and even when you go to the... I was at the old Pride gig yesterday, the Diana Ross thing. £6 or £7 for a can of beer.
Wow.
You know, it's like, really?
Just don't drink. There you go.
That's beautiful. That's it. Where were you yesterday? I needed you.
Well, I had a fantastic glass that I was drinking out earlier.
Yes, we didn't want to know what was it. Were you looked
just
after?
Just tequila and water.
Tequila and water.
Yeah, really
what a fantastic pre-session drink
it's good
that
for
is.
For the old vocal cords.
Of course it is. Do you have to look after yourself a little bit? Because if you've been gigging a lot, do you have to look after your voice?
I do. I, you know, one thing I need to keep doing is bring my own microphone.
Oh.
Because I just keep picking stuff up from
that. Do you know what?
That's the thing.
Often wondered about that.
Yeah.
That is a thing. And, you know, when you if you turn up to, I don't know, even an open mic, are they okay with that? Do they go...
Yeah, I think they'll be all right.
Yeah.
But
no, the germs in
a general
mic. No wonder. Just imagine swabbing that
one. No.
So listen, you are headlining 7th of August. Very exciting.
What's looking forward to it.
I am so stoked by it. I tell you, the fact that you agreed to do it is brilliant. The fact we've got Hattie Chandler and Rob Johnson in the lineup. It's going to be such a gorgeous night down there.
Yeah, no, I'm really looking forward to it. I mean, Rob on the last week's show was incredible. Really enjoyed that. So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to the gig. I think there's a couple of tickets left.
I think there will be. Yeah, absolutely. And what tends to happen is, you know, there's a good crowd pre-buy and then about as many as that say definitely coming. And then there's a kind of a rush on the door right at the end, which is always good. And the atmosphere down there is brilliant. If you are wondering, you can go to the Brunswick website. Of course, you can. Click on through 7th of August. We're down in the cellar. Don't get mixed up with the gig upstairs. I always say upstairs. It's not really. It's on the ground floor. We're down below. We're in the basement.
We're in the speakeasy.
We're in the speakeasy where the sun don't shine. And the beer's free. Well, the bar's always closed down there. Anyway.
Oh, okay.
So what's your plan? What's your plan on the night? What are you going to give us if we come and see you?
So I'm bringing my band. Got my bass player, my drummer.
Hang on. Is this the Dave? Bass player Dave?
The other Dave, yeah.
Oh, we love Dave.
The Shetland Pony.
Dave Coombs?
Yeah, Dave Coomba.
Coomba.
And the fabulous Nathan Marshall on drums.
Shetland Pony, yeah. That's right. Yeah. And sorry, who's on drums? Nathan?
Nathan Marshall, yeah.
Awesome. What a lineup. So it's the three of you?
Yeah, just the three of us. That's
great.
How we rock.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely.
We'll start off a bit timid and we'll go into some of the new rockier stuff that we're writing at the moment.
When you say timid, do you mean tracks from the Wedding Dance album?
Yeah, we'll start with some softer stuff.
Nice.
And lure you in to the newer album that we're recording at the moment.
So you say newer, so it's not out yet?
No, it's not. We're still in the process of recording that. So.
What's the plan with that?
I do the same thing. Do a studio.
Yep.
session of a few days and record the whole thing through that.
What kind of studio? You got the studio?
I always go Church Road.
Church Road Studios.
Love it, Julian Tardo, best guy in the house.
Best guy. Yeah. Give his name check one more.
Julian Tardo. Yeah.
And what would you say to artists looking for studios? Why would you recommend them?
It's not pretentious.
Yeah.
It's full of original vintage gear that works.
Yeah.
And he's just awesome to work with.
That's great.
It's as simple as that, really.
Yeah.
It's a great studio.
That's a lovely sentiment that you have said. So, people, Church Road Studios, if you want. You've got, what do you say, three? We normally do it in 3 days.
3-4 days, yeah.
That's
just the recording.
Yes.
And then, obviously, there's much longer on mixing and
mastering. Mixing and mastering tuning your voice.
I like to capture the moment. I don't want to overthink it because,
yeah.
Let's be in reality, you record a song now. In a year's time, you can play it better.
Yeah.
Like, if you think that, you never record anything.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you just capture that moment and move on.
Yeah, no, I like that. I'm always fascinated by those stories. So two always springs to mind of very famous people. So Springsteen always regrets Darkness on the Edge of Town. But he always wishes he could re-record that. He was never satisfied with what came out, which I love the thought of that. And Dylan did the one stage further with Blood on the Tracks. He actually... He brought them all back and they redid every single track, having already completed an entire album. I just love that kind of thought. It's like, because when is a song ready? When's it finished? When's it done?
I remember sat next to a guy in a pub and he said something that sort of sat with me, and that was quite simply, there's perfection in imperfection.
Yeah, yeah.
The creak of a stool on a piano track.
Yeah.
That makes the track.
And the slide.
The string
that
sound.
That lovely string slide. I love that.
It makes the track, in my opinion.
Yeah, no, me too.
In a world where everything's so clinically produced nowadays, to have those mistakes, inverted commas.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there's that lovely Wings... It adds everything, doesn't it? There's
definitely.
that lovely Wings album, London Town, that they recorded the whole thing on a boat.
Well, we rehearse on a boat.
Yeah, so. That's true. I think this boat was moving, though.
Oh, this one's moving. Ours is definitely not moving.
Yours is a houseboat.
It's a houseboat, yeah.
That's the old Shoreham for you.
That's Shoreham.
As we're giving shout-outs, give us a shout-out to the one that you're talking about.
Well, it's U-Gig is the company.
Oh, yeah?
So it's,
and that's a Shoreham boat.
Yes, Shoreham houseboat.
Beautiful.
Studio and
fantastic.
Yeah, it's just an easy. We live in Shoreham, so it's easy. Walk down there and play some music. And
you
then,
live in a dream boat place. You do. Now listen, what are you going to play for us? Because you're here. You've got that gorgeous guitar, which we'll talk about later. What are you going to play for us?
I'll play one off the album. Obviously, it's a little bit different because I'm on my own today.
You are. But that's
great. I left management. In the studio, I was like, I'm going, I've got to go see Pete.
I'm out of here. Pete is calling, baby.
And they're like, what do you mean? We've got to get the cameras over. I'm like, no, man.
Nope.
I'm going on my own. I'm just doing
it.
So I walked here.
Yeah. Did you?
And,
from Shoreham.
From Shoreham. And then all these stairs, man. You need to fix that lift.
Hey, listen, I'm sorry. I apologised to Rob last week about the lift. I am apologising to you now, but look.
And it's hot, man.
It's
hot,
very hot, but check your step count. You'll be thanking me tonight. You'll be like, wow, look at the flights of stairs are done.
Twice as much when I leave.
17 floors. It's ridiculous.
So I'll play Make My Bed.
Please do. That's a gorgeous song.
But it's going to be a bit different because I do it acoustically.
Okay. Dave Packham.
I make my bed every day. I'm trying to be organized. Just one way, no matter how hard I try, I'm always the other guy. Yeah, you don't listen to you, walk right through, and then you run away, and then you run away. I'll walk up to you to say screw who's, I love you anyway, I love you anyway, I'm gonna throw my diary away, today I'm bored and tired of all these organized games that we play. I'm not gonna even try at all. I only ever look like a stupid love fool, yeah. I walk up to you to say screw loose, I love you anyway, yeah. I love you anyway. And then you tell me I'm crazy about you, boy. I don't know what to say, yeah. I don't know what to say, yeah. Da 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 da. Ba da 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 da. I'm gonna make my bed always specially for you, girl. I know exactly what you wanna get up to. Well, girl, I'm not gonna try too hard. I might even put down this said guitar. You tell me I'm crazy about you, boy. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say. Well, girl, I'm crazy about you too. You're my lucky day. You're my lucky day. Ba da 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 da. You're my lucky day. You're my lucky day.
Just ridiculous. Ridiculous. I thought I was waiting for you to say one more. You're a lucky day. You're my lucky day.
Oh, I thought I'd cut it short. I want to get some more songs in, you see.
Yeah, well, you know, that's the thing. It's dramatic pause. That's the thing. That, my friends, is a track, acoustic version from The Wedding Dance, Dave Packham's first album. Am I right in saying?
My first.
Absolutely beautiful album. How do people get a hold of that copy other than coming to the gig? You're going to have a table of merch?
Yeah, you can buy the coloured vinyl. You can get some of the rare unsigned vinyl if you wanted.
Whoa.
You know, or I can sign it to match the vinyl because it's bright purple.
Whoa. Yeah, how much is it going for?
So the vinyl's $25, yep. And the CDs are a tenner.
Gorgeous. What a deal.
You can buy them on my website.
Yeah, or come to the gig.
Or, to be fair, it's better on the gig. I'll give you a fiver off on the gig. There you go.
Whoa, baby! That's a deal.
Yeah.
Did you hear that?
Doesn't get more on the door.
Is this guy sober? That's incredible. I know. It doesn't. What was it again? Doesn't cost more on the door?
Yeah, that's what he said.
I think I should.
Not when you come on the door, not what you said earlier.
I shouldn't. I think we want that. No, that's scratch that. Okay, take that out. Thank you. There's such a big team working here. I never know quite who to talk to. But someone will know. Someone will know. So as well as the gig down the Cellar Bar, 7th of August, not sure if I mentioned it, what else have you got? Because you're very busy. You've got other gigs coming up. What are you busy, man?
Yeah, I've got so a gig at the Crown the Friday after in Shoreham.
Yeah.
And then the Sunday after that, I'm back at the Brunswick playing with that Ross Harding.
Oh,
yeah, that'd be a good one.
That'd be great.
It'd be an acoustic blues with me and Ross, which would be really good.
Yeah.
A different vibe. You should come to the one on the 7th and see the live band and then come afterwards to see the acoustic one and
good
see the difference.
Yeah, when you're playing live with the band on Friday, it is going to be bluesy, but it's also going to be a little bit rocky as well.
Bit of rocking, yeah. It's a new album that I'm writing. Is a lot more blues rock. I think that the first album was more of my love album.
Yeah.
The Wedding Dance.
And it's beautiful.
And now I'm moving on to more of the rock and for no reason other than it just happened, really.
Yeah.
I suppose it's playing the live music, like people are enjoying the rockier stuff, and it just kind of organically happened, and I started writing some blues stuff in my style, and it's gone down really well. So get it on. We get it recorded.
Yes.
We get it on.
But you see, that's interesting. So you're responding in a sort of slow, organic way to the crowd and to what goes down well and what people want to hear.
Yeah, I mean, we're very much a jamming band.
Yeah.
We don't just rinse and repeat.
No.
Like, the way I played that song is completely different to the album.
Yeah.
And we just jam it out and we'll do different things. And,
nice.
You know, and it's just, it's nice that way. It's,
yeah.
It pushes the boundaries and develops a song. A song's never finished.
It's never finished.
It always changes.
Yeah.
And if you go to, I mean, this is if you go to like a tribute gig and stuff like
hello.
That.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, it might as well be a CD, really. But, you know, it's good. It's just.
I don't actually think I've ever seen a tribute band.
Have you not?
No. So, have you? And who? And which one did you see?
No, I don't think. I've never deliberately gone to see any.
I do not think I've ever seen a tribute band. In fact, I haven't. Mm. But they are everywhere.
I mean, they're some incredible. I mean, from what
I'm sure they're really good
they're
as well.
Yeah,
yeah, of course they are. Of course they are. But it's just something that I guess if I'm not seeing the band, I might as well see another band.
Mm.
You know, I don't necessarily need to hear the songs play. I mean, it would be a great night. The one I would love would be. I keep seeing the poster for the guy. I don't know what it's a David Bowie version, but I think that would be fun.
Yeah.
I'd like to see a whole night of that. That would be.
Like a Prince tribute would be. That'd be good.
Yeah, good. If they can nail that.
Yeah. Whoa. We have to get the right Prince.
You've got to get the right. Choose your Prince.
Man or woman, it just needs to be Prince.
Got to be Prince.
Yeah.
I mean, one day, maybe, one day your Prince will come and you will see. You will see the one you want to see. Maybe. So after the Brunswick, what's that, 23rd, back at the Brunswick, I mean, with you acoustic and raw. I've got this. It was a Small World Festival. What is
I play lead guitar for a couple
What's
of
that?
Other bands.
Okay.
So I'm going up to play Small World Festival with Marie Dance and the Purple Shoes.
Right, good name, good
yeah,
name.
She's really good.
Yeah.
And then it's a really nice Small World, it's a good festival actually,
yeah.
Really nice. I think it's up Kent way. I mean, it's a big place, but yeah.
What, Kent?
Yeah, Kent's quite large.
Fairly large.
And then after that, I've got more gigs in September as well, and it's...
It's busy,
yeah.
Man.
Good. All my gigs are on my Facebook events.
Yes, page, which of course is, what's that, Dave Packham Band?
DavePackhamMusic.com is my website, and that'll take you to whatever you use.
So do that.
I mean, the Instagram's probably the best one.
Yeah.
It's Dave Packham Music, and everything else is just at Dave Packham Music.
Keep it simple.
Wherever you want to look at it.
And then at some point, hopefully in the autumn, you will get back in that studio, put the album down.
Yeah.
And maybe before Christmas, come back with the band again. And with the new stuff.
Yeah, no, definitely. I'd love to do that. Yeah.
Are you going to play any new stuff for us
I'll
tonight?
I'll play you a new one now, actually.
Oh, that'd be great.
I mean, it's still not 100% finished, so I might make the lyrics up as I go, but you won't know, so...
Oh, I won't.
It'll be fine.
Yeah, I'm deadpan here.
What should I call it, though?
Well, we'll come up with a name. You play it, we'll name it.
The Shape of... No, that's already done.
Yeah,
shape
done
of
that
journey,
one.
Yeah,
done that one. Is it...
Black or White? No, that's done.
Hello? No, Hello's been done.
Hello's done.
Tell you what, you play it, we'll name it, and people can text in.
That's it.
07909 547 336. Name that Dave Packham song.
That's a good idea. Thank you. Please do.
There you go.
Genuinely.
Yeah. 07909 547 336.
Okay. Here we go.
Boom.
Try to shape you, but I'll end up breaking you. I won't mean to, though. I will try to break you, but I'll end up shaping you. I won't mean to, though. What it takes to be this man. Always destined to fall. Knowing that you're losing it all. try to break you, but I'll end up shaping you. I won't mean to though. I will try to break you, but I'll end up shaping you. I won't mean to though.
This, of course, but that is a track called Break You.
Is it really?
Apparently.
Oh, who says this? Is this
Yeah, well, I can make up the name.
Oh, right.
Mrs. Trellis.
Trellis?
Mrs. Trellis, yeah.
Oh, thank you, Mrs. Trellis.
From Cardiff.
From Cardiff?
Apparently.
Really?
I'm just reading the stuff.
Oh, wow.
Don't have a go at me, don't.
Well, thank you, Mrs. Trellis.
Mrs. Trellis.
Without a first name.
But I'm literally... what can I do? If I can't make up a first name, right?
No.
No, exactly. So Mrs. Trellis sent that in. Brilliant. So that was Break You. Is that going to be on the new album?
It will be,
awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. I thought I'd chuck a couple of acoustic ones on
it.
Yeah, which is nice to have some acoustics.
So talk to me about this guitar, because it's a rather beautiful thing.
Oh, thank
you. I mean, you know, what is this? It's signed. What?
Yeah,
I can see a signature on the label inside.
It's a super jumbo.
A super jumbo?
A Gibson Custom Shop, and it's a Pete Townsend special signed by...
What?
Pete Townsend, yeah.
Pete Townsend?
Yeah.
What does that mean? I mean, was it one of his? I mean, how did...
It's one of his signature guitars.
Got it.
It's one of the first 50 that came out the Gibson workshops.
Wow.
But it's... I played with... I play lead guitar for some bands.
Yes.
And I was in a studio and around a guy called John Towse. And this was on the wall.
Yeah.
I played it and I was like, I need this. I need this guitar.
Yeah.
Sell it to me. He's like, no. I'm like, and then basically about a 2 month barrage of me begging him to sell it to me, he eventually sold it to me.
For
a very reasonable price. And I'm never getting rid of it, so it's kind of irrelevant. But it's a brilliant guitar. I would have given all of my guitars for this one guitar.
Are you kidding?
100%.
Really?
Absolutely. It's a brilliant
guitar. Very beautiful. Mm. Very, very beautiful. And now you got it. Do you write tracks with it?
I wrote that song that I just played on it.
Did you on it?
Yeah.
And do you take it to every gig?
No.
You don't take it to...
No.
Do you take it to any gig?
I do take it to gigs, but I just need to get...
Is that from a safety point of view?
I just need to get some better insurance.
Got it. I get you. You've got basically that... A Stravinsky violin equivalent or whatever.
I need to get some better insurance.
Right. Okay. Well, you know, luckily up
here...
But
I brought it here.
Well, up here, who's going to find you? I mean, you can... If you threw it off the balcony, then maybe. But it's very safe.
That'd be depressing.
Well, you saw what the security was like coming in down the bottom.
Yeah. No, so, it was good.
You know.
It was good. It was like you sell diamonds or something up here. There's so many metal doors.
In a way, we do.
The sliding hatches.
Yeah. Yeah, but we sell dreams.
We sell dreams.
And they glisten.
Yeah.
They sparkle.
It's,
and as for the talent, that's like a raw diamond. It is. I mean, we shine bright like a diamond.
That's a really good. That's a good lyric. Maybe
write it down.
Maybe I'll nick that.
Write that
down. That's a really good one.
That could be the.
You'd be on fire today.
It's just like, creativity in action. Yeah, what can I say?
It's the heat, isn't it?
I'm just bouncing off you.
Delirious with creativity.
It is. It's insane what comes out. If you could bottle this up, you would get nout for it. And that's the joy. That's the joy. I was going to say priceless, worthless. I think it's nearest. Such a fine line between the two.
Yeah, maybe. Priceless.
That is the thing. So, listen, if you came in back this time next year, where would you want to be? I mean, what are you aiming your sights on in the Dave Packham?
I just want to get this next album done.
Yeah.
And out. I mean, yeah, that's what I want to do. I mean, it's literally that. I mean, I play gigs. I really enjoy performing. I'm doing a bit more sort of solo stuff. I'm actually quite enjoying.
And is that sort of you touting your wares around sort of, I mean, not necessarily open mics, but just literally?
No, like gigs and stuff. I played the Rassi and the Snug in Ferring the other day, which was a really nice gig, just solo acoustic. And it's quite nice to go to venues where actually people listen to music.
Yeah.
That one, very much so, like sold loads of albums there, people asking loads of questions. And I'd love, if you've got any questions on Friday, please come and say hello. I'd like to talk to people and listen to some stories and stuff. So, yeah, good to talk.
What was the name of the venue in Ferring?
Rassi and the Snug.
The Rassi and
the Snug. Yeah, it's really, it's a deli and a tap house run by a really good couple.
That sounds great in itself.
It was really nice. Like vinyls on the wall and stuff, so you know you're in a good place.
And you said you were over in, not Hastings, but you were in...
St. Leonard's. I was playing. That's an incredible town, man.
What, St. Leonard's?
Yeah, I love it.
I agree.
It's really not.
It punches way high.
Yeah, it feels like all the pubs are rammed, all the music venues, everyone's listening to music, people coming up and supporting the live music there. What a great place.
What,
genuinely want to go there more.
Let us know. Where did you play?
What was it called? The Piper.
The Piper. So the Piper in St. Leonard's.
Yeah, great venue.
Rocks.
Yeah, it rocks.
And how did you get that gig?
I was just playing lead guitar for one of the bands I play with, and but I'll definitely get myself a gig there now.
Yeah,
sound guy was really good too. Not that I can remember his name. That's terrible.
No, but you know that's worth their weight, aren't they? A good sound, guys.
Yeah.
The sound is good down the cellar bar. I'll be honest with you, it does sound very, very good. Do you want to play another live one? You're gonna compete. I can see there's a piano being played elsewhere. See if that bleeds in. You could play with the piano.
I don't know. What track are you? I don't know. I'll think about that. I might do a really short, sweet one.
You do short and
or
sweet.
Or maybe I'll do a loud one to drown out the piano.
Yeah, but
maybe
hopefully, I'll do that. Hopefully it won't bleed too much.
7 floors down. I don't know how the sound's getting
17
up here.
Floors.
Sorry, is it 17? No wonder the stairs took so long.
Yeah, I know. It's because of the well. The sound is kind of...
The atrium all the way up.
Cascades up from this beautiful open market, which I always say, and you probably agree, it's very... very akin with the Marrakesh and the Ramblas down there. It's just marketeers doing their thing, selling wares.
Got all the statue people and all that.
The statue people. Yeah. It's insane down there. Anyone who's been to the open market will know exactly.
I'll play one of these blues tracks. I'm not sure how well it will come across on acoustic, but we'll give it a go.
You will make it sing.
Yeah. Here we go.
Thinking about ya, leaving town. No one wants me right. All the shame, all the pain. I'll be at a mona all the same. But I know I'll be fine, cause wherever I go, you don't care. You don't care. Like a mountain, you're strong and tall. Nothing bothers you, bothers you at all. Every 100,000 years or so, you blow your top and destroy all below. But I know you don't mind, 'cause wherever I go, you don't care. You don't care. Like a river you wind and flow. Keep those stories now down below. If they ever come to the top, this war will surely stop. But I know you don't mind, 'cause wherever I go, you don't care. You don't care.
What's that track called? You Don't Care.
I think it's You Don't Care. Yeah. I'm still writing the names of these songs.
What is this? This is awesome. I feel like we're at the sort of the tip of something big. It'd be like saying, what are you going to call that? We're going to call it Helter Skelter. What do you think? Yeah, go with that. Guys, that's as big as we're at. I love that. Lovely message in, by the way, inspired by us talking about gigs. Email in from Ian Brown. He says, watch it, Pete. Great gig last Wednesday at the Lewis Road Inn. Have you played the Lewis Road Inn?
I haven't, but give me a gig there.
I'd like to.
They can
sort it out. Yeah. He says, five great rap artists. Oh, hello, you're crossing genres now. He says, Dustbin Kids. Now, you see, Dustbin Kids we played last week, a couple of weeks ago, I think, went down an absolute storm. Dustbin Kids and Rainy Days were very good. What could be better than sitting on a Chesterfield sofa with a beer watching the bands? Then he says, can you sort a sofa out for me on Friday at the Brunswick gig? Looking forward to it. Funny you should say that, Ian. There is actually a sofa down there.
Nice.
So we're going to polish that down. It's going to be the Ian Brown sofa for the night. So you can kick back, sit there, drink your beer and shout questions at Dave Packham, because he wants a question.
I mean, if you're sitting on a sofa in a gig, you've got to wear sunglasses indoors. That's a...
Ian, did you hear that? You got to wear shades, my friend, because that's how bright the future will be. And listen, this is bizarre. So Tony Banks has emailed in. He says, hey, Pete, long time no message. Great show so far. Wanted to ask you to play the Dustbin Kids again. They obviously went down, and I had no idea it was going to get such traction, as it was such a fun track. I have looked, but can't find any gigs for them. If you hear of any, please let us know. How about a session with the Dustbin Kids? Are they paying people for these emails? This is great. Thanks for what you do. We really love it. What do I do, Tony? Someone please let me know what it is.
You're
a
radio DJ.
Quite frankly, what is it I do? I tell you what I do is promote people who are as wonderful and talented as Dave Packham. And please, please, please come and see him playing live for us on the 7th of August at the Brunswick. You can also see him in Shoreham at the Crown the following Friday on the 14th, and then back at the Brunswick on the 23rd. I kid you not, and I say this, not often, but if you want to see someone, on the at the cusp of the rise, go and see Dave Packham. You are so brilliant and so talented.
Too kind.
And I cannot wait. I can't wait for the gig. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
I dread to tell you this, but the lift has not been fixed. And stairs down.
You got a name for one of my songs.
Yes.
Which is great.
Two.
From the audience.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I think it's from Mrs. Trellis.
Trellis, that was
yeah,
it.
Yeah, Mrs. Trellis. Yeah. You know, that she listens every week. In the meantime, my friend, you take care.
Thank you.
Have yourself a great week and see you Friday.
I will see you on Friday, sir.
Canny wait.
Thank you.
Radio River, you know where to go. Head on down to the Pete Jones Show.